Operational planning for rural businesses. What is operational planning? Operational planning is nothing but managing the logistic, supply chain, the resource which we are using it. We need to use the minimized cost and reduce wastage. We need to see to it that the inventory management is very sincerely and very effectively managed. The quality control systems also maintain the highest product standard. Sustainability practice in operations. Using locally sourced materials, energy efficient technology to reduce operational cost, minimizing waste, improves profitability and environmental impact as well. Sustainable practice attracts eco-conscious customers. Eco-conscious customers are very important because they do not have a pricing issue. They will have the issues with the certain ways the product has been made. And even if you charge them, okay, at a price, even if you charge them certain extra, they are more than happy to pay because their ethos, okay, are actually taken care while they are buying this product. Long-term planning also ensures business growth and viability. Now, leveraging various kinds of digital tools for marketing, like social media, e-commerce also allows rural business to reach urban customers, which is very important and very handy. Online marketplace simplifies selling to distance audiences. Mobile-friendly websites improve accessibility for rural users. Regular updates on digital platforms keep customers engaged. Customer retention strategies. Loyalty programs reward repeat purchases and encourages retentions. It also personalizes interaction, strengthens to customer relationship. It provides feedback system, which ensures continuous improvement of product. It also gives regular communication, which keeps customer informed and engaged. Special offers for loyal customers for long-term trust. I still remember there has been some or the other customer retention strategy which has been used by some of the mobile companies. So if you are using iPhone, they are using the iPhone Air. If you are using Samsung, they are having some different softwares. So all these strategies are to retain you. So if you are using a particular software or particular mobile, they will also give you some kind of services or some kind of usage, like programs or some services or some softwares, which will actually make you use, because the Google Photos is one of the major impact. Even Google phones are not sellable, or they have not managed to create traction within the larger audience. But then we all use Google Photos or Google Drives, right, to see to it that our contacts and our photos or videos are well preserved. Measuring marketing effectiveness. Tracking sale metrics evaluates the success for marketing efforts. Customer feedback identifies areas for improvement. Analyzing returns on investment refines marketing budget. Monitoring competitors' activities provide insight for adjustments. Regular assessment keeps strategies aligned with goals. Legal and regulatory consideration. Compliances with legal and regulatory requirements are very critical for rural businesses. Entrepreneurs must navigate regulations related permits, taxations, and labor laws. Monitoring and evaluation helps businesses adapt to change and maintain compliances. Business registration and permits, these are also very important. Businesses must comply with local government norms, government authorities, and it should see to it that it is operating in a legal framework. Even if you are not paying, even if you doesn't come in the ambit of paying tax, but still you should be registered into a legal corporate, because you never know when you grow, when your product, because if you if you operate in a legally environment, then it is very easier to attract partners, to attract investments. You can also attract the people with your product. You can also do some copyrights. You can also have a specific needs. You can also get a proper registration, which is access to government support and legal protection, license and certification. Many rural industries require licenses to ensure compliance with safety and quality standards. Certification may be needed for industry like food processing or agriculture. Having a right certification builds trust with customers and partners. Entrepreneurs must regularly renew their licenses and stay updated with regulatory changes. Proper documentation ensures smoother operations and market access. Tax obligation. As I've told you in my previous slides, entrepreneurs must comply with local tax laws, including income and sales tax. Filing accurate and timely tax returns prevent legal and financial issues. Some rural businesses must qualify for tax incentives or exemptions. Maintaining organized financial records is essential for smooth tax filing. Entrepreneurs must stay informed about the changes in the tax regulations. Labor law and employment regulations. Rural businesses are hiring people must adhere to labor law. Why labor law is important? Labor law is important because it not only creates a brand name about your company, but it is also important for the from the compliance point of view. Because in India, there is compliance which includes which is observing minimum wage standards, employee benefits. So you should be able to comply with all those things, and we should also ensure fair treatment to foster trust and productivity amongst the employees as well. IP protection, which is intellectual property protection. IP safeguard business, it should very important to focus on the IP in the initial innovation and branding time only. Trademarks, protection of logo and names and brand name is very important because it curtails misuse of your trademarks, because at the point when you are growing, you may not be able to understand who are using your brand name and other aspects. So making sure that you have a brand and you whatever work you are doing, it is recognized in a proper way. In today's world, without branding and without proper trademark, there is no way wherein you can go ahead. So copyright protects creative works like designs, creative writing and art. Trademark and branding. Trademark build customer trust by distinguishing the business from competitors. Entrepreneurs should register their brand elements to prevent unauthorized use. Trademark protects the reputation and authenticity of rural enterprise. Monitoring trademark should help prevent infringement and maintain exclusivity. Navigating the legal system of IP protection. Entrepreneurs must register trademarks. Patents, as I've told you earlier, they should register for IP which present misuse. They should also seek for legal advice for proper protection and compliance. They should also monitor market which identifies the address of potential IP violation. Expanding globally may require registering IP in international market as well. Legal support and advocacy. So, accessing to legal services is vital for resolving business dispute. NGO and government must often provide legal aid for rural entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs should seek legal counsel for complex matters like contracts and land issues. Understanding business rights is also very important. Legal advocacy ensures that rural entrepreneurs' voices are heard in policy decision making. Monitoring and evaluation. Monitoring and evaluation help track business performances. It also helps entrepreneurs measure key performance indicators like sales, customers. Regular review also ensures alignment with market and operational goals. Feedback from customers are also very important and part of business continuous business improvement plan. Monitoring and evaluation also ensures businesses remain adaptable and changing to the changing legal and market environments. Performance metrics for rural market. Key metrics include sales, customer retention, and profit margin. Monitoring operational efficiency is also very important in terms of cost saving. Community impact metrics track contributions to local employment and development. Financial performance review ensure profitability and sustainability. Matrix provides clear picture of business health and areas for improvement. So these regular reviews and adaptation is very important in terms of business. User feedback is a continuous improvement, specifically from customers, employees, communities, and other aspects also. Risk management and contingency plan. Risk management is also one of the important aspects, which includes geographical, environment, and economic risk. Contingency risk ensures business continuity and during disruptions as well. Now, identifying potential risk with weather-related disruption. It is very important for any entrepreneur, specifically when you are in rural segment, to keep a close track on weather disruptions such as drought, floods, or storms, which significantly impacts the rural businesses. Seasonal variations like revenue cycle in agriculture, tourism, and related industries are also very important. So basically, delays in product transportation due to adverse weather can disrupt supply, right? Long-term climate change poses evolving threat to rural industries. Developing adaptive strategies for weather risk is a crucial for business. Now, just to give you an idea, why weather-related disruption is important for rural? Because in rural, unlike in urban areas, which is more coated in terms of which is more secured because the kind of infrastructure which is available in terms of getting it to one place or the other. Because usually when you have a weather prone issues, maintaining, because the roads are closed, your businesses are closed to a certain sector, you're unable to reach to a potential customer. At that point of time, your inflation rises because then sustainability is also an issue for sustaining the business is also an issue. So once you have identified these kind of potential risk, it makes a lot of work easier for you also. Specifically when it comes to rural marketing, rural enterprising. So identifying potential risks in supply chain issues also, like when it comes to supply chain, the major important aspect is transportation delay or infra challenge, which disrupts your supply chain. Limited access to supplier increases vulnerability to shortage of raw materials. Without raw material, you are not going to make the end product, right? So the shortage of raw material is one of the important aspects because it actually culminates or it actually makes your it stops your entire show. Delivery disruption hinders customer satisfaction and revenue generation as well. Dependency on single supplier. You need to have multiple suppliers to heighten your operational risk. Geographic isolation amplifies logistic challenges, which is difficult in rural areas. Strengthening local supply network reduces this exposure. Identifying potential risk, market and financial volatility. Market fluctuation, shift in consumer preference, competition from urban-based businesses, access to finance in often limited, currency fluctuation, diversification and market research will help mitigate impact of volatility. Developing contingency plans. Risk assessment framework. Now, what is risk assessment framework? It creates framework, okay, to prioritize risk based on likelihood of impact. It evaluates regularly to address new and emerging threats. It allocates resources efficiently to address high priority risk first. It engages stakeholder in risk assessment for a comprehensive view. It uses risk management software to streamline assessment process It incorporates past experience to refine the risk assessment framework. Developing a contingency plan. Diversifying income streams. Now, this is also a very important point because it focuses more on the contingency plan. Basically, focusing on the income stream which is more diversified, like offer a variety of product. Don't only focus on one product, you focus on variety product. If there is a certain disruption in the raw material of one product, you also have multiple product wherein the revenue streams are not hindered. You have a revenue stream which is coming in, which is not dependent on one single product or raw material. Adapt to market volatility or seasonal fluctuation through diversification. Develop value added products such as processed goods to enhance profitability. Don't just sell the product, like if you are getting into a turmeric or the onion. So don't just sell the raw onion. You can also work on onion paste, which can be sold to the market which is distant, like the market, the Middle East or the Chinese or the market or the African market, which doesn't have onion and they need onions, right? So you can use an onion based paste or the onion powder, okay, which can be, they can use it for a much longer time. So it selling onion, okay, will actually yield you an X value, but selling an onion based product will actually yield you a much higher profitability, which will in turn enhance the profitability. Expand to regional or urban markets through partnerships or e-commerce platforms. Create off-season income streams. So if you are having a particular income stream, you can also focus on other revenue streams to manage your cycle. Monitor success based on income streams and optimize efforts. Develop a contingency plan, resilient supply chain. This is very important point. Establish partnership with multiple suppliers. Don't focus or don't be dependent on one supplier. Build a network of supply chain. Build strong relationship with local and regional transportation providers. Invest in efficient transportation system. Develop alternative sourcing strategies to address shortages. Monitor supply chain performance regularly to identify potential bottlenecks. Collaborate with other rural businesses to share logistic and reduce cost. Developing contingency plan. Addressing local labor shortages. Cross-train employees to handle multiple tasks during labor shortages. If you have a employee which is trained on multiple aspects or multiple formats, so it can actually help during the labor shortages. So you will, if you have an accountant who is also good at managing your resources for an HR, so this resource will actually help you when you do not have an resource, okay, to manage your HR at that point of time. Utilize seasonal and part-time labor to maintain productivity. Invest in automation or technology to reduce dependency on manual labor. Partner with local educational institute to train and recruit skilled labors. Offer competitive wages and benefit to attract and retain talent. You should always learn to share. Usually at times, okay, when you are not competitive in providing good salaries to your employees, you tend to lose the best resource first. Because usually it is the process. Once the best resource will leave your company and the worst will remain. So you always need to make sure that you are not the best, but you are not the worst also when it comes to paying your resources. Develop community-based programs to engage and employ local talent. Emergency protocol and financial resources. Develop clear protocol for handling emergency such as natural disaster or power outages. Communicate contingency plan to employees and stakeholders effectively. Regularly update emergency plans based on evolving strategies, risk and feedback. build financial buffers such as savings or emergency funds to cover unexpected cost, explore diverse financing options like microfinance, grants and government loans, conduct regular drills and trainings to ensure preparedness among staffs. This is one of the important points. Insurance is a very and legal protection is something which not many Indians are investing themselves. So you need to focus, like purchasing the right investment product which is covering your damage, crop failure and business interruption also. It ensures comprehensive coverage for risk specific to rural enterprise. It also seeking right legal protection through contracts with suppliers is also very important. Review and update insurance policy regularly to match evolving risk. Comply with all legal requirements to minimize regulatory risk. Develop dispute resolution strategies to handle legal conflict effectively. Network and collaboration. Importance of partnership. Strong networks with key suppliers, customers, and community leaders enhance resilience. Collaboration reduces resources constraint and boosts operational efficiency. Partnership with local stakeholders can create shared success and community support. Collaborative marketing effort can amplify brand visibility in local market. Engaging with local cooperatives can provide access to shared resources. Networking strengthens trust and builds long-term business relations. Collaborative business models. Often cooperative pool resources, which tends to reduce cost, and it also improves market access for members. Collaborative marketing and distribution amplifies visibility for and expand reach for the all collaborative partners or members for that matter. Risk sharing agreements among businesses mitigate individual exposures. Joint ventures enable rural enterprise to tackle larger projects together. Strategic alliances leverage complementary strengths to partnering businesses. Collaboration fosters innovations and collective problem solving. Monitoring and updating plan. Regular monitoring plans are very essential because it's and updating the contingency plans to address new challenges also. Use performance metric which assesses the effectiveness of risk management strategies is also very important. Continuously, we need to gather feedback from employees, customers and other stakeholders which actually refines and refine our plan, which actually helps us to monitor and see to it that we are going in the right approach. Conduct periodic reviews, update resource and tool technology to improve risk management and practices, maintain flexibility to adapt and changing conditions and emerging markets. Risk management and contingency planning, identifying and prioritizing risk, which enables focused resource allocation, collaboration and diversification, which always strengthen resilience and adaptability. Proactive approaches ensures business continuity and sustainable growth. Regular updates to plan keeps businesses prepared for evolving challenges. Investing in risk management also secures long-term success and stability. So basically, just to give you a heads up on the business planning for rural enterprise is you need to plan in all directions, right? From finance to planning to insurance to legal to operations. So basically, this session was very essential, and it is it will take you I hope it has given you a fair amount of idea in terms of business planning for rural enterprise. Thank you so much. See you in the next chapter. Thank you.